Our gospel lesson this morning comes from Luke. And this is where Jesus is going to be with a Pharisee and all those others with him at a meal. It's also a time when Jesus teaches them about humility and hospitality by sharing a parable with them. Let us listen to God's holy word. On one occasion when Jesus was going to the house of the leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place," and then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
This sermon today is a sermon that would have been preached in January as part of the sermon series on the mission statement of Towson Presbyterian Church. However, a massive snowstorm prevented us from worship. You remember that day, that weekend? So I'm finishing the series today. The mission statement professes, "Towson Presbyterian Church is an inclusive community of faith growing as disciples of Christ." The principle of discipleship we emphasize today is hospitality that expands the Christian community. Expands the Christian community. Well, recently, some of the new members of the congregation were asked about how they had come to make a decision to unite with this congregation. One of the responses was, "We felt welcomed by other members of this church." What a blessing. Paul reminds us again on what we are to be about in the community of faith when he wrote, "Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality." Practice hospitality. Well, the Reverend Robert Schnaich, a United Methodist bishop, wrote in his book about the most effective 5 practices of fruitful congregations. And in the summary of the book, he wrote this, and I quote, "People are searching for a church shaped and sustained by radical hospitality, passionate worship, intentional faith development, risk-taking mission and service, and extravagant generosity. These fundamental practices are critical to the success of a congregation, and their presence and strength demonstrate congregational health, vitality, and fruitfulness. By repeating and improving these practices, churches fulfill their mission to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world." Unquote. Jesus said these words of hospitality to the Pharisee who invited him to dine. "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case that they might have to return the favor and they would repay you. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Well, friends, Christian hospitality is all about openness to all people, regardless of their situation or station in life. Tony Campolo shares a story with us about how a Christian is to live a life of openness, hospitality, and welcome. Well, the story goes that it was an extraordinary birthday party that was ever held. No, it wasn't at a plush restaurant or a grand hotel. No, there weren't any famous people there, nor anyone rich or powerful. It was held at 3:30 a.m. in the morning in a small, seedy cafe in Honolulu. The guest of honor was a prostitute, the fellow guests were prostitutes, and the man who threw it was a Christian minister, Tony Campolo. The idea came to him very early one morning as he sat in the cafe and overheard a fellow diner lament the fact that not only was it her birthday tomorrow, but that she'd never had a birthday party. She was a prostitute called Agnes, and her friend showed her a little sympathy. Tony, however, thought it would be a great idea to surprise Agnes with a birthday party. And learning from the cafe owner that the girls came in every morning at 3:30 a.m., Tony agreed with him to set the place up for a party. Word somehow got around on the streets so that by 3:15 the next morning, the place was packed with prostitutes, the cafe owner and his wife, and Tony. So when Agnes walked in, she saw streamers, balloons, the cafe owner holding a birthday cake, and everyone screaming out, "Happy birthday!" Agnes was overwhelmed as the tears poured down her face as the crowd sang happy birthday to her. It was a birthday party hardly ever seen in Honolulu, thrown by a Christian minister for a 39-year-old prostitute who had never had anyone go out of their way to do something like this and who expected nothing in return. Indeed, so surprising was of this situation that the cafe owner found himself saying to himself that I believe that there are churches out there that do this. But if there were these churches out there, though, that's a place that I would love to join. Tony shows us that Christian hospitality means to look for opportunities for Christ to be the mainstay in life. When we live a hospitable life, we are truly serving Christ with a heart of love and acceptance. Love and acceptance. Well, not only did Jesus teach us about hospitality, but he also taught us about humility. And in this Luke passage for today, he had a teaching moment at that dining event in the Pharisee's home. He was able to watch the people as they came in. And there were also people watching him to see what he would do on this Sabbath day. Well, there's no doubt in my mind that the Lord was breaking down barriers so that all could feel welcome at the table. All could feel welcome in his presence. So Christ began to teach about humility. He watched and taught the parable that we heard this morning. Yes, the Lord watched where guests would sit and then said something wise. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Jesus first taught how one should be humble as a matter of the Christian way. Well, Christ calls us to a Christian hospitality based on how we live from a heart and a love of humility. Our position needs to be humbled in how we perceive ourselves as we live the Christian life. We expand Christian hospitality when we go beyond our comfort zone and comfort level and open our arms and hearts to others. We open and welcome people, regardless who they are. Well, friends, you and I are called by Christ's words and ways to live a life that is open to others. Yes, it may be that some of these people that we would visit with are folks we would not see on a regular basis. But they're there. Nonetheless, the Lord is calling us and teaching us to be hospitable to all people. Otherwise, we live with blinders on our eyes and our hearts and our minds. Christian hospitality is all about love and loving others. The Apostle Paul wrote to the new Christians in Rome and to us today on how to receive people into the community, where he says, "Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God." Welcomed you. Welcome all. We must remember that the Lord came into our hearts when we accepted him as our Lord and Savior. We welcome him so that we can become his disciples in the world. In many ways, we opened our lives to him so he could find a person full of hospitality and love. He loves us and we love him. Hospitality is lived out in love. And yes, it's a challenge to each one of us. For us today, the marks of a welcoming and sincere Christian can be found in the writings of Paul in Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13, where he writes, "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor, do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to the stranger." The writer of Hebrews further confirms what Christians are to be about in life. It is written in Hebrews 12, 13, 1 through 2, "Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, that some have entertained angels without knowing it." Angels without knowing it. Well, friends, our love is to be the part of us that governs us and how we reach out to others. And this love turns us into a place of hospitality so that strangers can feel welcome, even those people who do not look like us or dress like us. We just never know when there are going to be angels among us. My dear brothers and sisters, Christian hospitality is a way of life and love. You and I are set upon a path of openness and acceptance. Christ is always open to people and their plight. He is open to our plight in life, and he still loves us. So let us continue to build on the reputation for the openness and welcoming of strangers through radical hospitality that causes us to expand our vision of welcome, so much so that one would become challenged and yet fulfilled because of a loving heart. Hospitality, humility, and love. The late Henry Nouwen said this about welcome. And I quote, "Hospitality means primarily the creation of free space, where the stranger can enter and become a friend instead of an enemy. Hospitality is not to change people, but to offer them space where change can take place. It is not to bring men and women over to our side, but to offer freedom, not disturbed by dividing lines. Unquote. This congregation is a welcoming congregation. People know that. People recognize it. So let us continue to reach out to the world and to the community so that we can make Christ's presence throughout the world, that indeed we welcome all into Christ's family and Christ's church. May it be so for us all. Amen.